It's here and now. In an interview with NBC News last night, President Obama apologized to the more than 3 million Americans who are losing health insurance plans that he had promised they could keep under the Affordable Care Act.
I am sorry that they are finding themselves in this situation based on assurances they got from me. We've got to work hard to make sure that they know we hear them and that we're going to do everything we can to deal with folks who find themselves in a tough position as a consequence of this.
Well, there are another 300,000 people who could also lose coverage. They suffer from severe chronic illnesses such as cancer or kidney disease and were once unable to buy health insurance before the Affordable Care Act became law. That's why state and federal governments created what are called high-risk insurance pools. Those insurance pools are now being phased out as the Affordable Care Act is being phased in. However, given all the problems with healthcare.gov, many chronically ill Americans fear they won't be able to continue treatment if they don't enroll in a health plan soon. Joining us on the line from Oklahoma City is Tanya Case, chair of the National Association of State Comprehensive Health Insurance Plans. And Tanya, what's the latest on how people in these high-risk pools are faring when they try to sign up for health insurance?
What we are hearing in the last couple of days is that there's daily improvements in healthcare.gov, and we are hearing that people are beginning to get enrolled. What I have always stressed, and what many of the state executive direct high-risk pool executive directors stress to their members, is that there are many ways or many things that they can be doing right now to get ready to get enrolled. And we also remind them that they can enroll over the phone. It takes a while to shop for a plan because our high-risk pool members need to make certain that their physicians, their hospitals are in their plan because they use health care frequently and they have very close relationships with their health care providers. Also, they have to do a lot of research into the plan's pharmacy benefits because they use very high-dollar drugs, and many of them use specialty drugs. So we've impressed upon them that they must make certain what the plan covers in regards to the pharmaceuticals and make sure that they choose a plan that covers their pharmaceuticals at a rate that is going to allow them to be financially viable in whatever their co-insurance remains with that.
Right. And so the people in these high-risk pools, as we were saying earlier, they have severe chronic diseases such as cancer or kidney disease, and therefore they're in need of continuous coverage. Even a small interruption could be relatively catastrophic for them. Have you been hearing from people in the pools and what their concerns are?
Yes, I've definitely heard from our individual members. They're scared. Some of them have said that, you know, if they can't get enrolled, they're going to have to disrupt their treatment because they cannot afford it. We have urged them to talk to the carriers that are offering plans in their, it's typically county by county, and to talk to the individual plans, determine the plan that they want, and then call the new marketplace number, toll-free number, to get enrolled. And we have found that some people have been successful by doing that.
If I may, that sounds like an awful lot of work for people whose primary concern is probably their day-to-day existence.
Yeah. This is a very difficult decision for our members. It's not something that they can do in, you know, 5 or 10 minutes. It takes them a lot of research, and you're exactly right. And for many of them, you know, they have family members that are helping them with it. Again, we are encouraging them to use, if there are navigators that are located within their community or if they have certified assistant counselors within their community, to use them to assist them. And also, very importantly, if they have a relationship with an insurance broker, an agent, we strongly suggest that they work with that agent to help them. Many of the people that have come into the high-risk pools have come into the high-risk pools through the help of a licensed insurance agent, and we strongly recommend that they continue that relationship.
And finally, people do need to sign up for new plans by the middle of December, I believe, in order to be covered by January 1st. What are states doing who have these high-risk pools? What are they doing to help people?
They are getting a lot of mailings out to their members. Some are doing robocalls. Some are reaching out or considering reaching out to their very high-risk members individually. For example, in Oklahoma, those that are over $150,000 of claims this year would be somebody that we know is using a lot of services, and we want to make sure and reach out to them personally to make sure that they get transitioned. There are some states that are using Facebook, and that seems to be very effective with those states that have a big following on their Facebooks.
Hmm. Well, Tanya Case is chair of the National Association of State Comprehensive Health Insurance Plans. Thanks so much for your time today.
Absolutely. Hopefully people can, as things progress, we'll be able to get enrolled.